Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, why don't we just throw all the rules out and just have like a free-for-all?
People already drive on the shoulder. How many times have you been on the Nimitz and just watched some dude drive for like a mile?
That's a regular occurrence. There's nothing new about that.
You know something? It is a free-for-all out there. And it would be more fun if it was a free-for-all. Instead, it's like a just fudge, slow grind through it all. Bay Area traffic continues to get worse and worse. There's only so many lanes out there. We're not going to be adding on lanes. It's too costly. And just take a look at it. Chances are there's a sound wall to your right as you're driving along, and the next lane would be through somebody's backyard. It's just not as easy as it once was. So now the idea is to open up these side lanes or the emergency lanes for bus traffic. Now let me ask you, what is your definition of bus traffic?
Well, okay, you and I would think it's AC Transit to SamTrans.
In other words, your local bus service going by. All right, what about the Google buses?
Yeah.
What about the casino buses?
Yeah.
What about the sightseeing buses?
Yeah.
It's one thing if Susan's stuck in traffic and the local bus goes by. It's another thing if it's somebody on their way to Cache Creek, all right? You might be a little upset about that.
We've already had those people fights. Blocking the streets when the Google bus comes, right?
Exactly. So then the second thing, now Caltrain at Tran has always been opposed to this because they say it's a safety issue, that those lanes are for emergency vehicles and they are for people to pull off the side of the road. So if somebody pulled off with a flat tire or something, they're going to be automatically blocked, and you don't necessarily want a bus barreling in at 35 miles an hour, which is pretty fast when it's confined like that into those spaces. But it does come in. Yes, we are going to be commandeering those lanes. It costs more to pave them over, but you're going to see some of those sections turned into diamond lanes. In the future, there are these plans being drawn up for that. So, yeah, the shoulder, which was once there, is gone. And, yes, Dan, we're already doing it.
And emergency vehicles can always do what I saw yesterday. Yesterday, the parking lot that we called the Embarcadero in the afternoon, I saw a police car going down the Muni tracks.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Nimitz
doesn't have a Muni tracks
on the Nimitz. Because this is the thing, Phil. The shoulder was designed, whether it's on the right or the left or both, as a place to get a broken-down vehicle out of the way for emergency vehicles to get past a traffic jam. We keep stealing the shoulder. What? We're going to drive over the tops of the cars?
I know. And there's another part of this. Let's say, I mean, this might work, say, on Highway 24 when you're coming in from Contra Costa County through the Caldecott Tunnel and down into the Bay Area because you have a shoulder there. And it's pretty consistent. But let's not forget ourselves about, and this is what is the real big conundrum with a lot of our roads, is that we can expand somewhere, but eventually you're going to hit that contraction point. You're going to have that place where it's just physically goes back down to two lanes or whatever. And what does that do? That results in a backup. Now, for me and for all you drivers out there, I'd like to share one of our great moments every day, every weekend. How many times have you been stuck in a huge backup or a relative backup, and it's gone on and on, and then finally you get to the place where it stops and there was nothing there? It makes no sense. It's a curve or something like that.
It's everywhere, Phil. It's everywhere. That used to happen to me in Chicago all the time.
But
you'd get to the choke point.
Wrap it up, kids. We're bitching about traffic.
If somebody could come up with the solution for that, that would be a real advance.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.